G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
The G20 Social has just started in Rio de Janeiro, an event promoted by Brazil's G20 presidency. The G20 Social runs until next Saturday 16 here at Cais Mauá, where more than 270 activities will take place over the next few days. The proposal of President Lula's government was to include civil society and social movements in the agendas of G20 Brazil. Among the activities here at Cais Mauá, a document will be presented to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Saturday. The discussions over these 3 days in Rio de Janeiro include priorities defined by the presidency, such as the fight against hunger and the debate on climate change, energy transitions, and many other issues concerning society and social movements. Among the thousands of people already here at Cais Mauá, is Caroline Santana. Where are you from?
Eu sou de São Paulo, sou arquiteto urbanista.
She said, I'm from São Paulo. I'm an architect and urban planner. How are you going to follow the social government here in Rio?
Para exatamente utilizar a ferramenta da comunicação.
She said, using the tool of communication for the public and the right strategies. We have over 270 self-managed activities here. Have you planned what you will attend over the next few days until Saturday?
Sim, pretendo participar das palestras em relação à fome.
She said, yes, I want to attend talks on hunger and on economic issues, always focusing on communication for breaking down these walls of fake news. One of the warehouses will host CRIA, an event promoted to discuss media communication and the use of social networks. This event will be attended by personalities such as the First Lady of Brazil, Janja Lula da Silva, and the influencer Felipe Neto. There are water stations all along the pier. As everyone knows, the heat in Rio de Janeiro is always intense, so water was guaranteed to be distributed free of charge. Indigenous people are also present here in the G20 social territory. I will talk to Teiaco Wevito Piaco. He is from Acre and will participate in the activities.
Sou do povo Axanenca, lá do estado do Acre. A expectativa é que a gente tenha um bom encaminhamento, né?
He said, I belong to the Axanenca people from the state of Acre. We hope to have a good result. I believe that we should not just talk, but put into practice everything that is discussed here so that we can see results. We're working to ensure that everything goes well, and then we return with good results from our participation too. We left Acre 3 days ago, on the 12th, and we're here to take part, so let's see how it goes. In addition to the debates that will take place here over the 3 days, the G20 Social will also feature musical attractions. Every day, starting at 7 p.m., concerts featuring Brazilian musical artists will be held in Praça Mauá, located in front of the Museum of Tomorrow. The G20 Social precedes the G20 Leaders Summit, which takes place on November 18th and 19th. You can find the complete program of the G20 Social and the Leaders Summit on the website g20.org and on G20 TV on the YouTube channel. With information from the G20 Social, Laura Frederico.
G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.